And there, an ordinary day turns into something more. God becomes present with hope and love. And I wonder if Simon Peter looked at the sunbeams glittering on the water surface and felt it glittering in his heart as well. And to the sudden change, the overwhelming moment, but maybe also to the dark long night and the questions of why that still lies close to Simon Peter, Jesus says, "Do not be afraid," and he is asked to follow him. It is beautiful, I think, to hear about God surprising you on just an ordinary day, but also important as a reminder so we don't miss it when it might be there in front of us, because we might have to be open for it. Maybe we don't have or don't get to have the same sudden life-changing experience as Simon Peter. Maybe many of us are more like the fishermen in the other boats, the ones that helped out when the nets became too full and too heavy with all the fish. By lending out a helping hand, they came closer to it all and became a part of something bigger. As if to say, reaching out a helping hand can bring you closer to light, love, and hope, closer to Christ. A comforting thought, I think, especially when it's darker and the question why hurts. Giving a helping hand can sometimes be a tool for a brighter morning, one way to open up for God's presence. From now on, you will be catching people, Jesus told Simon Peter. Just as Simon Peter, we are all called by Christ in our everyday lives. As God called the fisherman Simon Peter, we are called where we are. We are needed for the ones that we are. Those days that might feel a bit emptier, and when time passes slowly, like a long night in a fisherman's boat with no catch, we can still trust that we are important and needed. With our life and with who we are, we can help to make God present in the world. I can almost see them walking away from the shore, Jesus and Simon Peter. The boat is left, moving a bit in the water, making small waves that sparkles in the sunlight. It is beautiful to hear about God surprising you in such an unexpected way. An ordinary day turned into something special, as it does every time God becomes present. Just like that, our heart can start sparkling like sunbeams on a water surface. And even if just for a short second, that moment becomes precious. But it is for us to discover and be open for those moments. So let us meet a new day with expectation and curiosity for what way God might surprise us, knowing that a helping hand and God calling us might lead us there. Amen.